Hi everybody, it's time for the Share Ora 5 minute halakha of the week. I'm going to speak about a case that was brought to my attention this week. Very interesting situation. A family just purchased a house, Baruch Hashem, Ezrat Hashem, and the people that purchased the house from left the mezuzot on the house, which is the proper practice. But according to halakha, if you left the mezuzot in the house, which is the proper thing to do, you are owed money. In other words, the family that purchased the house actually has to reimburse you for the mezuzot. So the question then becomes as follows. This family had inherited the mezuzot from the previous family, from the previous owners, and now they had not paid the family explicitly, at least for the previous family. They didn't pay the previous owners for those mezuzot. So then the question becomes as follows: they now have to go out of their way, figure out the price, and pay their previous owners for the mezuzot. And I felt it was not necessary because they mentioned that in the contract, that specifically mentioned that the mezuzot are included in the sale. So which would seem to me that the sellers of the house intended that part of the sales price would be for the mezuzot as well. In other words, that the whatever they paid for the house, and for the mezuzot as well. And therefore it would seem that the family, the purchasing family, did not have to reimburse the selling family for the mezuzot because it's explicit that it was included in the sale of the house. Now, the question then becomes, what if it was not listed in the contract? Is it possible to say that if the selling family does not ask for payment of the mezuzot, perhaps there is mechila, perhaps they're forgiving the cost of the mezuzot, so the reimbursement for the mezuzot. I'm not so sure about that. I'm not convinced that that works. But I would think that the proper thing, the derech eretz, would be in such a case that one should call the family and work it out peacefully, nicely, if at all possible. But regarding our case, it's pretty explicit that the intention was that the purchase price of the house would include payment for the mezuzot. I wish everybody a great, wonderful week.